Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kissin' Politics 123, the radio show. Thank you for joining us. In Florida, I'm Dave Franklin.
Hi, and this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. Long time no see, but we've come back for a little while.
Yes.
Hope everyone is well.
This is Kissin' Politics 123. We've been off air for a while. We had some difficulties. I know, hopefully it's all sorted out. Number to call, 619-789-1959. We'd love to hear from everybody on how is everybody doing and keeping up with politics in America, whether in Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Colorado, wherever. We'd love to hear from you. And a lot of talk has been going on that Donald Trump has broken the law by giving Russian secrets against our NATO allies. So what do you think about that? Is that an impeachable offense? The Justice Department is putting him, rumor has it that, RICO statute, they're going to investigate him, the FBI. As you know, he fired FBI Director James Comey. He gave a conversation, and we're wondering what that conversation was like. He asked Comey to get off General Michael, what's his name, the former National Security Advisor. Trump asked Comey when he was director to stop investigating him. So that in itself is breaking the law right there. And a big question, though, if Trump is impeached or is removed from office or resigned, will the incoming president, whether it's Mike Pence, would he pardon him? Because as you remember, in 1976, Nixon, or 1974, sorry, Nixon was pardoned by then-president Gerald Ford. So, we're in dark territory here in America, where politics is vile and this thing, and people are turned off against it. So we want to know what you think, America. 619-789-1959. Press 1 to speak live on air and say first name and where you're calling from. And also you can like us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. So let's get cooking. Okay, Lori, So where do we begin?
Oh, my heavens. This has been like a roller coaster ride that it's unbelievable. It's like going to some sort of a freak show and getting on a roller coaster and going upside down every single day and never knowing what you're going to wake up to. Or are we going to wake up to what? Because every single day it's something different with that crazy president that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure he's too impulsive. He doesn't think things out. I think he doesn't think things far enough in advance to know what the repercussions will be of his actions.
Mm-hmm.
And we are at his mercy right now. Do I think he will get impeached? Maybe eventually he will, but not until his cronies, all his little minions that are in there right now, get all everything that they want passed and quickly, because they are on fire.
Yes, yes, they are. And, and a question that is brought up too is, will Republicans do the right thing? Will they put America first instead of the party first? Because back in 1973, when all this thing with Nixon came up, it took a year or nearly 2 years before, he resigned from office. And Republicans were diligent with the work they did, investigating
mm-hmm.
him. They worked with Democrats,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things came up with Watergate. Now what we're having is impeachment by Republicans, the Trump loyalists, and the Blue Dog Democrats in red states who are running in 2018. They don't want to touch it. They wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, because I fear that if they investigate Trump and find other things when they dig the dirt, that, you know, it's going to be a rebellion against them and a defeat. But like I say, you should put America first and not the party or your interests first, because that's what people want. People hunger for that in America. So I hope the right thing is done, and, you know, Trump can be either impeached or he resigns, do the right thing and resign. But I think his ego is too big for him to resign. You know, he did say in an interview a couple of weeks back that, oh, geez, I didn't know this job was hard. Then get out. If you can't handle the fire, get out of the kitchen.
Exactly. Well, he was complaining today that he's being picked on every single day. And President Obama wasn't picked on as badly as he's being picked on right now. I had to laugh at that. I had to absolutely laugh. Because he is his own worst enemy. He is his own worst enemy. President Obama did nothing like this. He did everything by the book, dollar, everything that you can imagine. He was eloquent. He knew what he was doing. Every corner, he knew what he was getting himself into. This man has no idea.
Yes. And Sally Yates gave testimony. She gave testimony last week. And Ted Cruz, he tried to, like, he brought up Hillary Clinton. I don't know why Hillary came up in the conversation. And, you know, and you know, she really schooled him and took him to the shed in her answer, you know. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah, the Republicans are... the out of their league in terms of, you know, trying to, like, go beyond, to go underneath to see all what's happening and bring it out, because the American public deserves to know. So now I'm going to play, like, a clip with Sally Yates shutting down Ted Cruz due to Michael Flynn, the testimony that was given last week. Here it is. Okay. Yeah, let me cue it up. So Ted Cruz, the idiot that he is, he's running for re-election in 2018. And this is the embarrassment of Texas, Ted Cruz. Ready? Listen. Okay, for some reason we're having technical difficulties with this. Oh, geez. If it's not one thing, it's another. But anyway, so Ted Cruz asked for Hillary Clinton. And, you know, it has nothing to do with Michael Flynn and what he did. He didn't say that, you know, he didn't tell the truth before. He wasn't vetted properly by Michael Pence, the vice president. Pence was in charge of vetting everybody that would have high security clearance at the White House. And he didn't do that. So it comes back and bites him in the ass. And no, I don't want to blame Hillary and blame Obama. How ridiculous is that, really? You know,
Exactly. Well, you know, Comey was pretty smart. He kept notes with everything. Good notes and bad notes, I'm sure. And those notes will probably be handed over, because now they have a special counsel that was they named a special counsel now in the Russia probe, and the Justice Department just did that. So we know that all that's going to be handed over. It's going to be beautiful. Now, the question that I have is that if by some miracle we do get rid of Trump, we have Mike Pence to deal with. Is he silent but deadly?
Yes, he is. And you know, he moves stealthily, and he's just as crazy as Trump, but not as vocal. So we have to watch him, you know. And remember, he's not out of the woods yet, and because he was the one who was in charge of vetting people for the Trump administration, but failed miserably. And if Obama fired Michael Flynn, why in God's name would you investigate or, you know, call... Why won't you investigate him thoroughly, you know, and put him such a high security level for a national security advisor? That makes no sense.
No.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Well, like I said, it just goes to show you that there's no forward thinking. Everything is
mm-hmm.
very spontaneous. And
mm-hmm.
that is what we have to remember. And then Putin made a comment, I think it came out this morning, that
mm-hmm.
he is assuring us that nothing was said in that meeting. Like we almost believe him. Like we are,
right.
The American people are going to believe him. Are you kidding me? Never.
Yeah.
I had to laugh when I heard that too.
And why does Putin have tips and offering tips?
Exactly.
Russia should be. What the hell is going on? Imagine if Hillary Clinton did that. You know, they'd go out to call off for impeachment. These hypocrites.
They would have already gone to the White House and basically lit the place on fire.
Exactly.
This is slow motion for me, and I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Slow motion.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly. But let's change gear for a minute. What do you think about
mm-hmm.
MSNBC? The reshuffling and word on the street is that Lawrence O'Donnell,
yes.
They want to move him from his time slot from 10 o'clock weeknights and get rid of him
He's
altogether.
Awesome.
Public. Yes,
no.
He is.
No.
You know,
that's
probably
awful.
Putting Greta Van Susteren. Or even move up the 11th hour with Brian Williams, 10 o'clock slot, you know. And we all know that the MSNBC president is a Trump supporter, diehard Trump supporter, and a right-wing hack.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully,
mm-hmm.
you know, that won't be the case. Because why get rid of a show that brings in ratings? Ratings equal big dollars. And from the get-go,
yeah.
Lawrence O'Donnell, first person to hit out against Trump to say how incompetent
oh, yeah.
he is, you know,
absolutely.
So maybe it's a vendetta. Not maybe, but it is a vendetta.
Well, we
it
should
is.
Call MSNBC. We should call MSNBC
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
complain
mm-hmm.
and tell them what, you know, it's another way, you know, that we can resist, as they say, because I like Lawrence O'Donnell. I think he's very good. He's accurate. He researches.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't talk off the cuff. He's very intelligent, well-spoken,
mm-hmm.
and there's no reason to get rid of him. None whatsoever.
Exactly.
That is just
exactly.
the wrong move. And Greta Van Susteren came from Fox News, and why is she on there anyways? I mean, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, who knows?
No.
You know, but a kick in the teeth, if they move Lawrence O'Donnell and put in somebody like
mm-hmm.
Bill O'Reilly, or worse yet, Sean Hannity, because remember, those two were fired from Fox News. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. Just thinking about that made me want to retch all of himself, really. You know, that thought
no,
is
No, then MSNBC, MSNBC
yeah.
will go down in flames then. People won't watch it.
Mm-mm. Because they got rid of Keith Olbermann. Yes, they got rid
yes.
of Keith Olbermann. They got rid of,
yep.
What's his name?
Yes, yes, I can't think of his name either. I loved him.
Uh-huh. Yes, so Ed Schultz. You know, so the madness is continuing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they're trying to mimic
mm-hmm.
Fox News. And Fox News, all we know, Fox News lie. It's proven time and again
yep.
what liars are. They make things up.
Mm-hmm.
They make shit up. They put things out of their ass. And Americans who don't know better follow them.
Mm-hmm.
So here is
Absolutely.
A Ted Cruz clip. Here's a Ted Cruz clip. It's finally come on. And Ted Cruz is listening. Here it is.
Yes. And if an attorney general disagrees with a policy decision of the president,
mm-hmm.
a policy decision that is lawful, does the attorney general have the authority to direct the Department of Justice to defy the president's order?
I don't know whether the attorney general has the authority to do that or not, but I don't think it would be a good idea. And that's not what I did in this case.
Well, are you familiar with 8 U.S.C. Section 1182.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, it is the binding statutory authority for the executive order that you refused to implement and that led to your termination. So it certainly is a relevant and not a terribly obscure statute.
Mm-hmm.
By the express text of the statute, it says, quote, whenever the president finds that the entry of any alien or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem appropriate. Would you agree that that is broad statutory authorization?
I would, and I am familiar with that, and I'm also familiar with an additional provision of the INA that says no person shall receive preference or be discriminated against in issuance of a visa because of race, nationality, or place of birth. That, I believe, was promulgated after the statute that you just quoted. And that's been part of the discussion with the courts with respect to the INA, is whether this more specific statute trumps the first one that you just described. But my concern was not an INA concern here. It rather was a constitutional concern, whether or not this the executive order here violated the Constitution, specifically with the Establishment Clause and equal protection and due process.
There is no doubt the arguments you laid out are arguments that we can expect litigants to bring, partisan litigants who disagree with the policy decision of the president. I would note on January 27, 2017, the Department of Justice issued an official legal decision, a determination by the Office of Legal Counsel, that the executive order, and I'll quote from the opinion, the proposed order is approved with respect to form and legality. That's a determination from OLC on January 27th that it was legal. 3 days later, you determined, using your own words, that although OLC had opined on legality, it had not addressed whether it was, quote, wise or just.
And I also, in that same directive, Senator, said that I was not convinced it was lawful. I also made the point that the Office of OLC looks purely at the face of the document and, again, makes a determination of would be enforceable, would be lawful. They importantly do not look outside the face of the document. And in this particular instance, particularly where we were talking about a fundamental issue of religious freedom, not the interpretation of some arcane statute, but religious freedom, it was appropriate for us to look at the intent behind the president's actions. And the intent is laid out in his statement.
Final, very, very brief question. In the over 200 years of the Department of Justice history, are you aware of any instance in which the Department of Justice has formally approved the legality of a policy and 3 days later the Attorney General has directed the department not to follow that policy and to defy that policy?
I'm not, but I'm also not aware of a situation where the Office of Legal Counsel was advised not to tell the Attorney General about it until after it was over.
Ouch. Stake on a head. Ted Cruz, you're a moron. I hope people of Texas in 2018 vote you out. You are stupid. You have, oh my God. Where do I start with this moron, this idiot, this fool, this inbred Canadian piece of garbage? I mean, listen, she has been part of the Justice Department for 27 years, you know?
Yes, she
and
has.
He's just like a horror come up, you know, senator who's in there like one term. And he thinks he knows everything over her. But she schooled him, you know? And how dare he try to talk down to her and ask her, you know, stupid questions and trying to, you know, put her in a little hole and everything. And, you know, Ted should be ridiculed. He shouldn't be, you know, taken serious as a United States senator. And, you know, most Republicans running for re-election, they back Trump 100%, not giving thought, you know, to like, for example, the Health Care Act, the Affordable Health Care Act that deemed Obamacare. It's good for America. It's have some kinks, yes, but the House, you know, voted along partisan lines and put in Trump Care, you know, which give, you have to pay a premium through the roof, through your ass, basically. And insurance companies will jack the rates up. You know, so I don't know. I don't know how people elect these idiots. Really, I don't. 619-789-1959 is the number to call. Press 1 to speak live on air. Say first name, where you're calling from. We have a one-hour show today, so we have 40 minutes left. So don't be shy. This is your show. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, whomever, would love to hear from you. Okay, and, you know, before we go on, I just wanted to give a big shout-out to Schooners. They're in Panama City Beach, Florida. The best seafood there is anywhere in the United States. Schooners. You have to check them out, people. Go to schooners.com and see what they offer. It's a really nice place, trust me. Right on the beach, you know, and it's S-C-H-O-O-N-E-R-S, schooners.com. Check them out. Yes, Lori. So, you know, what do you think about this this healthcare bill that Republicans in the House voted on to get rid of the Affordable Care Act?
Well, most of them admitted that they did not read it. So it was something that they just wanted to push through as a vendetta against the president, of course, and harm 24 million people or over 20 million people in the process without even blinking an eye. And I find that to be ludicrous and beyond repulsive. Also, it is not something that you just push through. It's something that, yes, maybe it does have a lot of bumps in the road. Of course it does. Nothing is perfect when it's new, but it has helped a lot of people. Go online. If you go and read some of their stories, they're heartbreaking. And because of the Affordable Care Act, they were able to have insurance and stay away from the emergency room for a cold. So many reasons, you know, to keep it, to have it, to tweak it. Yes. But to all in all try to get rid of it because you hate the former president, that is beyond disgusting. And in 2018, trust me, people will remember that. There are angry people everywhere.
Exactly. It's just a travesty of justice. And the American people are absconded from Trump and leaving in droves because I see what a moron that he is, you know. So, you know, hopefully people remember this travesty of what Republicans did in the House and the fact that Mitch McConnell, majority leader, is, you know, trying to everything in his power not to investigate Russiagate. And they're going to have a vote coming up sometime soon of their version of the healthcare reform bill. That's called Trumpgate. You know, basically it's a death panel, so to speak. And, you know, let's just say what Republicans do. Would they use a nuclear option to get rid of the filibuster? Or will good Republicans, who, whether they're running or not in 2018, go alongside with Democrats and save the Affordable Care Act and get rid of this Trump care and not vote for it? Because America will suffer for it. And already states, most of the red states in the South are suffering for it because they have a version of Obamacare and because of what these idiots did. They suffer now. You know? So,
absolutely. There's something I wanted to read. It's called the, if I can, it's called the Palmer Report, and it's by Bill Palmer. It's on the official Kelly Blue Book. This just came out earlier today. And the headline says, Vladimir Putin personally signed off on a Russian...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Putin personally signed off on a Russian bank financing a Trump International hotel and tower. On a day when Donald Trump is fending off exploding Russia scandals from all sides, the news just got much worse for him. Despite his ongoing insistence that he had had virtually no business dealings with Russia, it's now been exposed that Trump International Hotel and Tower was secretly financed by a Russian government-controlled bank, and the deal was approved by Putin himself. That's the word from the Wall Street Journal today, after it dug into the financial history of the Toronto-based Trump-branded hotel. The newspaper has reported that Donald Trump owned a stake in the hotel at the time, a claim which he now denies. But his camp is acknowledging that the hotel is managed by Trump organization. Worse, the bank involved has direct ties to Putin, Trump's own family, and a Russian spy ring in New York. EB Bank is so thoroughly controlled by the Russian government that at the time of the Trump Hotel financing deal, Russian President Putin was chairman of its supervisory board and was personally approving all major deals, meaning that Putin himself was the one who signed off on the Trump Toronto project. VEB Bank is also the bank that Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, met with at the Trump Tower in New York during the transition period. And then there's the Russian spy ring in New York, which included one spy whose cover was a day job at VEB Bank. That spy ring was busted and part of the U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who Donald Trump ended up firing after he took office.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody who's investigating Trump get fired. You know, he's worse than Nixon. He is deplorable. The man, I don't know what to say. You know, I don't call him crazy because he knows what he's doing. Maybe he's on drugs. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck knows? But Trump has to be stopped. You know, one way or another, he has to be stopped because he done show the whole world how incompetent and inept he is. He shoots from the hips without even thinking. And, you know, it's just terrible. I mean, who has the codes for the nuclear button? That's what I want to know, because he's so off the chain that I'm scared that tomorrow morning we'll wake up in World War III. This man is a lunatic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's
lunatic. And that's the whole thing. He is unsteady because I think under pressure he can't handle it. And this is a job that is under a lot of pressure, just like a boiling pot. It's all going to just steam over pretty soon. And there's no fixing this. You know, if he was smart, he would just step down. That would be it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If he was smart.
Exactly. Yeah, but he's not. He's a dumbass. And, you know, his ego is bigger than everything else. You know, so, you know, somewhere, somehow, you know, good sense have to prevail and, you know, just get rid of Donald Trump because, you know, he's destroying the country. I've never seen a country that's so divided along partisan lines as it is now because of Donald Trump, you know, and the madness has to stop. Imagine George W. Bush. It took George W. Bush 8 years to be the worst president in the United States history, or regarded as one of the worst presidents in United States history. And it took 4 months for Trump. You know, so Trump basically is a lame duck president. He has a Republican majority in both houses of Congress. He can't get anything passed.
Nope.
And the infighting with the Republicans is just ridiculous. You know, so what is Trump use? No use. He's no good. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words describing Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more than you know, Hillary Clinton said it best in their final debate when she brought up the fact that, you know, Russia has Trump by the balls, basically.
Yeah.
And you know, that's when he called her a nasty woman. You know, so, you know, America needs to wake up. And I think finally America is waking up to the fact that they made a mistake, the Electoral College, in voting for this reckless person.
Absolutely.
You know, in 2018, hopefully, the people speak by electing Democrats and get rid of all these Republicans, because, you know, the whole thing that Obama brought together in his 8 years in office, the good vibes from the world leaders, Trump has managed to destroy in 4 months. You know, what about the promise he made about building that wall along the Mexican-U.S. border? He wants Mexico to pay for it. Good luck with that. My suggestion is Trump and his supporters should have a GoFundMe account. And if you so feel strongly about that wall, build your own fucking wall using GoFundMe, because taxpayer money should not fund that wall. America is about inclusion, not exclusion. America is built on the backs of immigrants and slaves. So how dare Donald Trump come, runs off his mouth, makes some promises he knows he can't keep, and, you know, he can't cash, you know, his mouth blabbed during the campaign. And no, he can't cash in, you know, because he's an incompetent jerk. And everybody's seeing that.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, there is just so much going on. How do we keep up? You know, how do we really keep up? Because every single day, there is something. Every single day, we have something that we have to fight off. I feel like we're fighting off fleas every day. You know, little ticks on our body, we remove them every day, you know, to find a better way to do things, you know. And in our states, you know, we have our own problems in each of our states. Like in Michigan, you know, we have our own problems that are going on. You know, we have the city of Flint that has been poisoned for 3 years and no end in sight. And now they're going to be closing. They're going to be trying to foreclose on homes that haven't paid, you know, for poison water. You know, we have pipeline, Enbridge pipeline, you know, number five underneath the Bacchanal Bridge that is 63, 64 years old that needs repair, and they don't want to put the money out. I mean, we have so many fires to put out everywhere. How do we, how do this with what we have in office in each, even in our states, in Michigan, in Michigan, legislative body is, you know, it's all Republican, basically. So, you know, we're in dire straits here. We're now a red state. We're not a blue state. You know, we have an elect governor next month, next year. I'm just hoping for the best. So, you know, we have Bill Cobb running, who I'm pushing very hard because he's a progressive Democrat, you know. So we have fires to put out in all our states. What about in Florida? They haven't had a Democrat governor in how many years? 20? Over 20 years?
About 20 years. Yes, Lon Shiles was the last Democratic governor. But we'll have a caller coming in. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Hi, David. Hi, Lori. I'm so glad to hear your show. Thank you. Thank you. I needed a moment of sanity. I'm serious, you know? And y'all are on the money, but here is my thing, okay? I heard Mr. Cobb at a town hall meeting or some kind of meeting. I don't know what it was, but this man is on point. He is on point, and it doesn't sound like he's walking lock and step with anybody's agenda. No. It sounds like he really wants to solve the problem, you know?
Yes.
And I think if he sticks to that, he will win that election. I really do believe that, because I tried to post something on your page today, Lori, about a town hall meeting that happened today in Flint. Did you know about that?
No, I did know about it, but I couldn't attend, and I haven't caught up yet. So I will be watching it, I'm sure.
Well,
online.
I put it on David's wall, and I tagged you in it. You have got to see it. And I hope you pass it on along to Mr. Cobb, because there was another date of another event by a group of people coming out, and he really needs to be there, okay? But for the rest of the show regarding Trump, I can't do it anymore. I cannot do the Trump thing. I can't, you know? It's too much. It's overwhelming. I just feel sick every day since election night. This man, you know what? I can honestly say I have never called a word, and that's president. I can't do it. I can't.
I don't.
I'm out of my mouth. I can't do it. And I think we need to stop focusing on him. Because we need to let that whatever play out and stay focused on what we need to be doing to get our voices and our people elected. Because what it is a distraction, you know, where we're always in a rage or, oh, look what he did, or, oh, no, I'm not playing that game anymore. They're going to implode on their own. Do you hear me? They're already starting to on their own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to let, but we still have to be focused on our agenda, you know, with any upcoming election, you know? But we can't be distracted with that you know, corporate media throwing stuff out for us to be outraged and how we're supposed to think and all of that, you know? We just have to push through our own agenda and focus on us. You know what I mean? Or it's like them distracting us away from our ideas, our goals, and what we want to get done.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you a question. You're in Texas. Next year, 2018 midterm elections, Ted Cruz is up for re-election. Is there a strong Democrat that will challenge him, do you think?
You know what? I'm not sure what is going on, but there are a whole lot of people that are sick of the Republicans here in Texas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're, frankly, they're kind of sick of the establishment Democrats, too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They really are, you know, and nobody is getting anything done, you know? It's all the fake and rage, but I'm telling you this much that's going down. Did you know we had a Democrat that was indicted and could be charged? He could spend 200 years in prison for fraud and all of that wire. And you don't hear it in the media. You won't hear it at all. I think I shared it with you, David and Lori, but they're not telling y'all what is going on. You remember that crazy Republican, that Steve Stockman that was here in Texas, and then he ran for re-election and he got caught with the money, you know?
Yeah.
And he's in court right now, but they are busting the establishment on both sides. And nobody talks about it. Nobody. It's crazy. But I think people are sick of Ted Cruz. They're sick of the governor here. Are sick of them all here. I do know that much.
Yes.
And
yes.
All we have to do is sit back and watch them implode. That's it. That's our only job, is to let it take care of itself, because they're eating their own. I even watched a group of Donald Trump supporters at some Confederate statue that got into a fight, okay? One group was the supporters of Trump, okay? And they had the Confederate flag and all that.
Wasn't it in South Carolina?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And
South Carolina.
The other side, there were... Yeah, and the other side that were protesting them, they were Trump supporters too. And, honey, they started duking and fighting it out. They are eating their own, I'm telling you. We just have to sit back and watch and have our own ready, our own thing ready.
Definitely. It's for Democrats to lose in 2018 because the tide has turned.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But see, but I just want us to, the problem we're facing is we have those Democrats that have sat by and have done nothing. Even before there was a Trump. You know what I mean?
Yes, we'll have another call.
And the
we'll
elephant
have
and the. Oh, okay.
Yeah, watch that. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Party 123. What's cooking?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Well, obviously, hello to Lori.
Hi.
And
who was
this? Is it David?
Yes.
Yes.
This is Heather.
Heather.
Oh, hi, Heather. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, what's up?
Good. I'm great. I just wanted to call and say hello to you guys. It's good that you're back on the air. And there was the lady who was just on a moment ago saying there are people who were supposedly Democrats that mm-hmm. did not vote, and they've always been. Well, I'm sure they've been, but they, from what I saw in a headline somewhere,
mm-hmm.
Trump is going to probably get people up off their derrieres to go vote in midterms. I would like to see that, but that's just a wish and a hope.
mm-hmm.
And this is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a mess, and I've never seen anything like this.
What do you say it's worse than Watergate in 1973-74? This whole Russia
I don't
gate,
know.
Yeah.
I wasn't old enough.
Mm-hmm.
I was 3. I don't know. But it's just horrible. I mean, this is the worst I've ever mm-hmm. seen. And like I said, I was only 3 or 4 back then. But, oh, my gosh. This is...
Yeah, the whole polarization. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
But like I said, I think it's a mess. So I will mm-hmm. listen and chat with you soon.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Heather. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling in, Heather. You're awesome. Yes, man, 619-789-1959 is the number to call. Press 1 to speak live on air. And before we go further, I want to say that this book is out and about now. The name of the book is Missouri Homegrown. It's a novel by Jesse James Candy from Missouri. And, you know, this book is about a Mexican drug lord. And, you know, it's based somewhat off a true story, bits and pieces of it. But the name of the book, again, Missouri Homegrown, is a novel by Jesse James Candy. He's one of the good upcoming writers from Missouri. You should check out the book. Again, the book name is Missouri Homegrown by Jesse James Candy. Check it out. Yes, so where were we? Robin, you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I want to just talk about the person that was picked today to head the home security,
mm-hmm.
Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Sheriff Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, that's why we can't be distracted, because we already know the abominations that
mm-hmm.
he's going to pick and choose, and we cannot
mm-hmm.
get distracted on a I can't believe that, and, you know, get their talking points and flood, Facebook with regurgitating their garbage. I'm not
right.
doing it anymore. And I'm
okay.
being selective about what I pick and choose to post, you know,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
that I don't spread misinformation or do the hype
mm-hmm.
thing. Because right now, it is not about those people up there in Washington or in the seats that they're currently elected in our states too. It's about we the people that are
mm-hmm.
fed up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we focus on us, and if we focus on getting our people registered, you know, to vote,
yes.
but we cannot keep ignoring that system has been compromised either.
Yes.
You know, and we have to be honest. We have
mm-hmm.
to be honest, and we can't keep ignoring it and like, okay, another election is coming up, like that shit didn't happen in the primaries.
Right.
You know what I mean? We
right. exactly.
we have got to start looking at reality, facing it, changing
mm-hmm.
what we don't like. And those people and those candidates that don't speak about it, I don't think they're the candidates for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about, you know, we have to stop this nonsense that we're a Democrat or a Republican, because we are individuals. We are groups of people. We are the ones that are the force, not them. And they have it backwards. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
then once
yeah.
they get in there, they do whatever they want. They pass whatever they want to, and nothing changes, you know? Nothing ever changes. And
on both sides, you have Democrats who are, you know, closing up the Wall Street, Republicans more so, the NRA, the tobacco, you know, everything, you know? So is that this huge... huge thing happened where the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Citizens United, where soft money can come from anywhere in the world without the proper paper trail. So who knows, maybe China could, you know, give $10 million to a Republican or even a Democrat for all I know and say, yeah, okay, we'll give it $10 million. What is in it for us? You know, and so the little man who's a hardworking blue-collar worker, you know, so, okay, I'm going to elect you based on what you can do for me as a collective, the people. But because he's so beholden to corporations, like, for example, Trump's so beholden to these Russian banks owned by the mob and everything. Okay, even Eric Trump said it last week in an interview where they borrowed $400 million for the golf courses around America and some in Europe. $400 million, that's a lot of money right there. And they borrowed it from banks that were proven to be mob-owned. So, you know, the Russian mobsters have Trump by the balls. The oligarchs in America have Trump by the balls, you know, and it goes for both sides. You know, the madness needs to stop. It has to stop. Because the people are going to get pissed off one day and have this big uprising and say, no, no more. We can't take it. You know, time for all of you to go, whether Democrat, Republican, you know, enough for you.
And that is the attitude, and that's why, you know, I don't bash Republicans online, you know, on Facebook. I don't do that because it's a waste of time, you know. And I'm trying to wake people up, you know. And it's not about party. You know, it's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about us. And we have to start thinking for us, our own survival, you know.
Yes.
And you know, to me.
Yes, too.
You know.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just going to say one thing.
But it just, it drives me crazy. Like right now, all I see is Maxine Waters. She's not saying shit. It's just grandstanding. You know what I mean? She has nothing. She has offered nothing. She has done nothing, you know? And that's what ticks me off about some of these black progressives, you know? They don't really do anything. It's still that same old throwing out barking and locking steps when they're not saying anything and there's no solution, you know?
Yes.
When
and
what's going on in America right now, with the killing and murdering of black people, that to me, that's priority number one. You know what I mean?
Yes. Laura, you're asking something?
I was asking, what do you want Maxine Waters to do? I see her quite often on TV. She's always stomping for different things. Her voice seems to be, her heart seems to be in the right place. You know,
I know all of that, but there is nothing. I'm sorry. There's a skid row going on.
I know. I understand. You want all the fires put out, but, you know, we have to, I guess, go in a row. I don't know how, and that's what I was saying earlier. I don't know if you caught that, but. You know, state by state. I mean, Michigan's on fire. I mean, every state you go into is on fire. You know, our health care is on fire. I mean, everything. So, you know, how do we spread ourselves out? You know, I think we've done a pretty good job here. I think the media has kind of woken up a little bit. I think that some Democrats are speaking out a little bit more. The only thing that bothers me is that if Trump does go down in flames, then we're stuck with Pence. And I don't trust Pence as far as I could throw him. So then that leaves us Paul Ryan, McConnell. So that's another problem. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, we have to go in step with, you know, and let put out all the fires one at a time. And there's so many of them. How do we do it? I mean, how does one person do it, or two, or three? You know, we have the young Kennedy, you know, the senator. What is it, Joe Kennedy? I mean, I think he's awesome. I mean, how many fingers can he put out, you know? I don't
know. Anyway, Leah, leave the conversation here. Wrap up time soon. Make your point, Robin, and then we'll have to wrap up. We'll have a couple of minutes left.
Well, I just think, okay, well, I just think that let them do that shouting match, Maxine Waters, you know, all of them, all them, the establishment, let them do all that back and forth with Trump while we work on our own local candidates, in a nutshell. That's what we do. Let them hash it out. Let them scream and shout with each other, but our main focus is on our state, period, the end. And I think once we get the people that we want, things will change. And it starts locally. It starts locally and organic. And if we do that, the tide will change.
That's what I think. All right, Robin, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And thank you for Heather for calling in, too. You know, so, you know. Yes, ma'am. That was Robin.
We're going to try to be on every week. We're going to really try hard.
Yeah, schedule depending, you know, because my schedule at work changes quite often, you know, so it was quite good. Okay, musical interlude before we close out. Bob Marley and Wailers, I Shot the Sheriff.
I Shot the Sheriff. All around in my old town, they try and track me down. They say they want to bring me in with me for the killing of my baby, for the life of my baby. But I say, I plan to see.
Politics 123, the radio show. I'm Dave Franklin in Florida.
Hi, Lori Pickup in Michigan.
And we have only 5 minutes left. So we just want to remind you to like us on Facebook. We're on facebook.com/fishandpolitics123. We're a weekly show. We've been off for a while because, you know, schedules work permitting, you know, we got a little busy and we had technical difficulties here with the radio show. So we took a little break. So now we're back. Season 9, episode 8. Time for America to go left. Republicans have failed miserably. Trickle-down economics is bullshit, as you know. Reaganomics sucks. Donald Trump sucks worse, and he's worse than Nixon. It's time to wake up, America. It's time to put this man out of his misery by forcing him to resign as president of the United States. What will we have next? Mike Pence. Is he any better? No. But
no.
He's calm. Mm-mm. He's more experienced as an executive, being governor of Indiana. And he is an establishment player who, you know, work well with Democrats, Republicans. Not saying he's a good person, but he's better than Donald Trump. Anything is better than Donald Trump. My 10-year-old nephew, Bjorn, is better than Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a scumbag, a piece of shit, a waste of time. So, you know, keep resisting. Okay, we'll thank Robin. We'll thank Heather for calling in. That's our show for tonight. We want to thank everybody for listening and liking us on Facebook and commenting and sharing. Till next time, I'm Dave Franklin in Florida. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David, and see you next time. Bye now.
Join us again next week for another edition of Kitchen Politics 123 with Dave and Lori. Thank you for joining us. Good night and good luck.
compromise. Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is going to be earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's a thought that Jesus told. I've been told and never been told. But now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your life. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But did you know what life is worth? You would look for yours on earth, and now you see the light. You stand up for your life. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your right. Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up, don't give it up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your right.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Of course, they're just trifling details. The president also spoke to Time magazine about the most important issue to him, this show. Ahem. You see a no-talent guy like Colbert, there's nothing funny about what he says. What he says is filthy, and you have kids watching. It only builds up my base. It only helps me. People like him, the guy was dying. By the way, they were going to take him off television. Then he started attacking me, and he started doing better. But his show was dying. I've done his show. But when I did his show, which, by the way, was very highly rated, it was highest rating, the highest rating he's ever had. The President of the United States has personally come after me and my show. And there's only one thing to say. Mr. Trump, there's a lot you don't understand, but I never thought one of those things would be show business. Don't you know I've been trying for a year to get you to say my name? And you were very restrained, admirably restrained, but now you did it. Yeah.
let the girls hooray. Oh, we were dancing on the bird. We were splashing in the tongue-tay. For a moon on this dark time would never end. Tell me, just wait. This time, I was kissing you. Kiss them in love, because they have to. Now a night so fine wakes us from a stay,
get my kicks. Then I want to start a rage. I want to get like I'm on the DL. I gotta be before the violent behavior. Memory, rocket me wise and I'm already out. I got my photo bomb, I got my Vietnam.